Hello, it's Martine here. I haven't recorded a walking podcast for a while, so I thought it was time. Normally I'd have the dog with me and I'd call this a dog walk thought episode, but no dog today because I'm actually away. I'm in Southampton for a couple of days, so the dog's not with me, but I am still taking the opportunity for a nice walk. I found a park, which I am currently stomping through. And I took my own advice and I didn't wear my headphones because I don't really know where I am or where I'm going. So I figured it would be a good idea to concentrate. And another word that springs to mind is notice. I am noticing my surroundings, which got me kind of thinking about this idea of noticing. Firstly, that I'm not terribly good at it normally. But I'm doing okay because this is a new to me environment and I've worked to minimise my distractions, i.e. not listen to an audiobook while I'm walking, and just stand and look around. And even though I'm in the middle of Southampton, I've just found this beautiful little park. It's really autumnal. While I can hear the cars going past, you kind of block them out a little bit because the surroundings are so stunning. I'm noticing the leaves on the grass, the colours. I'm noticing the beautiful trees. I'm also noticing squirrels. so those of you who live locally with squirrels probably hate them, but there's no squirrels. There are no squirrels in Guernsey. So for me, they are absolutely a novelty. So squirrels are very exciting. Haven't seen a fox yet. We don't have those either. But I'm noticing, and it strikes me, I guess noticing is kind of a form of mindfulness, isn't it? It's taking time to look at your surroundings and just take in one thing at a time and enjoy them. And maybe I need to notice things more. Maybe I need to notice the external stuff, but also things about myself. So since the start of January 23, I have been working on increasing my personal energy levels, and I've taken some really positive steps in terms of I've hired a coach to help me with my fitness and my sort of approach to food and so on, and I've upped my walking and just done some really positive things. Not thinking about, you know, I'm too old to be worried about having a bikini body, I don't care about that, but I do want more energy, and that motivation has been really helpful. And I am noticing, as that is now the theme of this episode, I didn't realise until I pressed record, I'm noticing how much better I feel. Moving is so much easier. Like, I wanted to go out today, even though, you know, I didn't have a workout scheduled. I wanted to get out. I wanted to go for a walk, even though I don't have the excuse of a dog today. I wanted to get outside, and I'm just noticing my brain is clearer. When I sit down to eat, I don't feel the need to eat quite as much, and the choices I'm making are about fueling my energy as opposed to satisfying my taste buds. But even then, the stuff that I'm eating is still delicious, you know. I'm noticing those differences. I'm now noticing those cars going past. So I guess if what I'm thinking about now is that we probably all need to be better at noticing stuff around us, stuff within us, and also stuff with other people. And if we can start with us, that's got to be a good place, right? It's got to contribute to well-being. It's got to make us feel better about everything. So to round out these thoughts, I want to encourage you to notice something today. You can notice whatever you want. Well, something you hadn't noticed previously. It can be with you, with someone else, or with where you are, where you live. And then take a minute to enjoy noticing. I don't know if that's a whole heap of waffle, but it was a thought that I wanted to commit to audio, and I think maybe I'll write an article about it too. That's all from me. I hope you enjoy listening to my walking waffle. These aren't dog walk thoughts anymore. They are just walking waffle. Over and out.